Blog Talk
Radio.
Well,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Good to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always is to bring you the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners are called in to share their biblical experience that we can grow thereby. Amen. Father, we thank you, oh God, for blessing us and helping us to see another day. This is another day's journey, oh God, and we thank you for it. We didn't see, amen, this day is closing, oh God, and we thank you for yesterday is gone, amen. But today, we thank God for you, those that are listening where the air may be. And Lord, we ask you to mouth for two or three witnesses. Lord, we speak that they be blessed. We speak that they be encouraged. We speak that they be healed. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. The subject, amen, is what is heart direction? What is heart, H-E-A-R-T, direction? It's not the organ, amen, but it's the whole center of a man, amen. The Old Testament says it, Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Sometimes we forget, amen, that how powerful things are when we speak words. Amen. God said that the Word, in the beginning was the Word, the Word with God, the Word was God. So God knows communication is powerful. Amen. Because we, amen, we accepted him, amen, through our words. And he take our words. Amen. The book of Ecclesiastes, amen, we hear. We thank God for you. You can also find us, amen, when we go off the air. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries on your computer. Amen. Or you go to our website, www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. You go down to the bottom of the page and you can find us again on Facebook. Amen. Also on Sundays, we have a live broadcast. Amen. Also, all these episodes for 3 or 4 years here at Blog Talk Radio on your computer 24 hours a day. Amen. You can pull up subject matters that can be a blessing to your soul or share them to your friends and relatives. Amen. About this program. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We don't count it lightly. Amen. You are here. Listen, that was a mistake. Amen. God drove you in through his Holy Spirit. Amen. Because, amen, we seek a knowledge. People overlook sometimes. We always, this is one of my pet scriptures, as so many. Amen. In Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, we're going to go there for a little moment. And we always stress of what type of Bible you have, being you invested in your soul. You are investing in your soul. Amen. Because Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, the Old Testament, it says, wisdom is a defense. You defend yourself by your knowledge. And money is a defense. Amen. Many times people look at, say, money, they have a lot of money, but they don't know what to do with money. Amen. They can lose it. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. Amen. Wisdom give life to them that have it. And we're talking about and discussing in this study, as always, amen, how you thinking, amen, your heart, amen, how you thinking in your heart. Proverbs we quoted 23:7, say, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Amen. So is he. There was a story, amen, I read a story in one of the studies, amen, that a man, he moves around by catching trains. He catch trains and buses, and I mean, basically they are empty, so he do a lot of train hopping, amen, freight trains. And he happened to get into one of the boxcars, amen, and the door closed on him. And he found out, when he finally focused himself, there was a refrigerated boxcar. And when he was in his boxcar, amen, he screamed, he hollered, amen. Then he found himself trapped and no one was coming. And he decided to write on the floor of the boxcar. And he just rolled up, and but he didn't finish the message. Then the next morning, the mechanic came and opened up the doors, because he was going around fixing those boxcars, and they found this man dead. And they was wondering why he died. It looked like he was a man that was frozen to death. But the mechanic and all of them didn't realize, they knew, and they didn't understand why he froze to death, because the refrigerator was broke. Amen. There was no cooling system. And at night, maybe it dropped below 60, but it was not enough to freeze a man. But the doctor and all of them said, well, it looked like he was frozen. They don't understand. Amen. So the man was thinking that he was locked in this refrigerator. He knew it was a refrigerator, the only thing they can come up with. Amen. He knew it was a refrigerator, but how? Because it got a little cool from the outside, he thought he was going to freeze to death, so he was thinking that he was going to be froze, and that's what killed him. Your thinking, and what you say is, amen, reflect emotions. It brings out the emotions in you. Amen. You might not think so, but you, amen, because what you've been thinking, amen, does affect your life. Things that happen in your life, many of you say, well, you know, I was a child, amen. We came up, amen, hungry. So now at this point, my family will never go hunger. Amen. They will never knew hunger. Amen. And you, without clothes, and you made a plea to yourself, a pledge to yourself, speaking to yourself about, amen, you're never going to be broke, or you're never going to be without food or clothing. Amen. Because you always said this to yourself. You speak it to yourself. You're not only knowing that you're speaking to yourself, and what you say to yourself affect, amen, it affect how you move. It affect how you move around. Amen. Proverbs 6 was saying, amen, be careful, amen, what you say, because your words can snare you. Be careful how you say things. Remember, you have promised someone, and amen, and they hold you to your promise. You really just said, well, you know, I'll be there, I'll do this, and I'll do that, and find out. Proverbs 6 was saying, you are snared by the words of your mouth. So you're taken with the words of your mouth. Amen. So what you say, and many times they say what you say can't come back. Amen. If you regret of saying something, amen, it won't come. You wish you had not said it next 2 or 3 days. Anyway, you're snared by the word. Amen. You can say, well, I was just joking when I said this. I really didn't mean it. Amen. But it captured you. People speak out, say, well, you know, I'm going to get sick. Like a man had a business, and he worked so hard. His company was really expanding. Amen. And a good friend said, you know, I can't slow down. The only way I'm going to slow down is if I get sick. That's the only thing going to slow me down, sickness. And by, over the years, amen, he fell sick on the job. Amen. The head the head supervisor, the entrepreneur, the owner of the company, fell sick on the job. They took him to the hospital, amen, and the doctor saying, for 3 months now, I don't want you to do anything but rest. Then after that, I want you to take slowly, about 6 months, rebuild your schedule, amen. And he was mocking to his friend, and the friend reminded me, you say you're never going to stay down. You were never going to slow down until you fall sick. Out of your mouth, amen. Your mouth does trigger emotions. It triggers emotion, the brain, amen. It either trigger love, anger, or fear, amen. It's going to trigger something. You know, sometimes, amen, you don't remember, amen, but it comes back to you from time to time. You say, well, you know, you're going to retire, amen, next 2 or 3 months. And you find yourself, no, I can't retire. I can't do this. I can't do this. Amen. But you spoke it and you keep speaking it. Amen. Your family, maybe you was brought up in a family where you keep speaking, you're not going to have any money or you're not going to do this. It comes down through the family. Amen. But the Bible says, amen. That's why I always bring up what the Bible says, because as Christian, we live and move by the Word of God. We live and move by the Word of God. Amen. You should make sure you research the right Bible. You should research the right Word of God. Amen. The right translations. Amen. Because of the fact you live and you move. Amen. By the Word of God. Amen. We live, we move. Amen. That's what's going to get us, amen, closer to God. And the Lord always warning us through His Son, Jesus Christ, concerning, amen, by His Word. Living His Word, finding and mastering His Word. Amen. That's what give us, that's the sword of the Spirit. That's the sword of the Spirit. That's the part of the armor. Amen. We live under the armor of God. Amen. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Amen. So the heart, amen, the heart governs your direction. Your thinking, your emotions governs your direction. Amen. Proverbs says, a man thinketh as you think constantly and you repeat to yourself constantly, amen, that you're going to be sick, you're going to be sick. Eventually, you start feeling what you say, amen, your emotions, amen. You're going to begin to speak, I'm okay, I'm all right. I'm going to walk, do this and do this and begin to sink in, amen. You'll be encouraging yourself. You'll be talking to yourself. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. There are some men in the Bible. Amen. David, amen, he self-talked to himself. He always talked to himself and he explained things. But watch this again in Ecclesiastes concerning, amen, what you say with your mouth, amen, does not only affect you, amen, but it also sprang forward, amen, in the you'll be your blessing towards God and yourself, amen. Don't realize when you say it out your mouth, it goes into your ears and it triggers in your mind and your thoughts, amen, about what you said, about you said. Ecclesiastes 5 said, keep your feet when you go into the house of God and be more ready to hear than to give sacrifice of fools. But they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with your mouth, and let your heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and you upon the earth. Therefore, let your words be few. Amen. Dreams come through multitude of businesses, for a fool voice is known by the multitudes of words. When you vow a vow to God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which you vow. Amen. It is better that you should not vow than you should vow and not pay. Allow not your mouth to call your flesh to sin. Neither let you be before the angels that it was an error. Therefore, God be angry at your voice and destroy the works of your hands. Amen. Remember, It affects everybody. It affects you. Amen. And God doesn't like liars. He doesn't like, amen, the enemy, the wicked itself. Amen. Always make harsh and quick words. And they feel, amen, that it doesn't bother anyone and it doesn't affect anyone. But they want people to take their words. Amen. Notice what the Proverbs 10:24. Amen. And we in Proverbs here for a moment. Amen. Proverbs 10:24. Amen. It talks about, and Proverbs is a book, psychology-like, and life and day-to-day, the saying that Solomon wrote. Proverbs 10:24 says, "The fear of a wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted." The wicked, amen, always worry. He's about what happened. Amen. He's always concerned and say things. Amen. He knows he's living wrong and he's doing wrong, and that's his fear. After a while, it's going to come upon him. Job was a man of God. Amen. God blessed Job so much, but he was worried a lot about his children. He worried a lot about his family. Amen. If you read the story of Job, you notice that, amen, every time his family, amen, the sisters and his daughters began to, and his sons and his daughters would have big parties and have big programs, and, amen, he began to worry, amen, about his children, and he would sacrifice and give to God and praying that they don't sin. I mean, if they did sin, that he gives sacrifice for them. And Job said one of the worst things happened to him. Worst thing happened did come upon him. Amen. Amen. You speak out of your mouth. You talk out of your mouth. Amen. And it means something to God. It means something to God. Proverbs 13:3. Amen. He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide his lips shall have destruction. Amen. Be careful what you say. A man, back at the first verse, the second verse, say, a man shall be eat good by the fruits of his mouth, but the soul of the transgressor shall eat violence. Amen. Is another scripture that talks about the way of the transgressor is hard. It's a hard life. Amen. It's a unsaved, living unsaved life, running and ducking from man, running and ducking from God. Amen. Try to live all, get all the benefits of life. Amen. Following the wrong instruction. Amen. Amen. But a man's Proverbs 13:3 say, keep thy mouth. Keep it, a man that keepeth, he that keepeth his mouth, keepeth his life. Amen. Don't be so, if you, amen, you can open your mouth and lips and have destruction. Amen. You tell a lie profit for a little while, but later on people are going to find out that you've been lying. Amen. So we're speaking about, amen, the heart, what's in the heart. If you say it out, amen, it could be blessings and it can be cursing, what James said. Amen. Let me give me another scripture here. Proverbs 18:21, and it says that the death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruits thereof. Amen. You can speak, amen. Always keep your mind and heart positive. Amen. Whatever your belief that's down in your heart, whatever your belief system is, amen, it's down in the center of your thoughts and your mind. Whatever the belief system is, amen, what you really think about life is in your system, is in your system. And fear, emotion, one of the biggest emotions in your system, whatever evidence you have is love, anger and fear, they always trigger things. So you have to be careful. Amen. One of the fruits of the Spirit Galatians talk about the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. Amen. You have to be careful to make sure that Proverbs talk about, amen, 25 and 28. Proverbs 25 and 28 say, if a man, amen, does not have control of his life, he's like a city, amen, that does not have fences around it. You know, the Jericho and Jordan, God's people is going to, he told them to go up there and, amen, the wall. But the situation was they had these giant walls. Amen. They was fenced in. They couldn't get, nobody couldn't get to them. Amen. What had happened? God had told them what to do. He told them to march around, march around these walls, and took God to tear it down. Amen. As well as what you think about your situation and your problems that they get down in your heart. Amen. Looking at things, you look at the things. Amen. If you don't have God positive thinking, the positive belief system in you about God and trusting God and knowing that He's going to help do through His Word and His Son Jesus Christ. So when you start making actions, amen, like James said, what is faith without actions? Amen. It's one thing to think positive, but the next thing, you got to talk to yourself that you get on the positive side of your brain and encourage yourself like a coach. Amen. You begin to get actions. Amen. You remember how Joshua sent out the 12 spies and they went into the country and they came back after 40 days of research. They came back and they told them, they said, well, we cannot take the country. They got giants over there. Amen. A land of filled with milk and honey. They got giants and we're going to have to fight. Amen. These tall men and these people are tall. Amen. They come to, you know, the family of the Anakin, the family of Goliath. There are many more giants in the land, in the Bible land, many years ago. There's still giants now in different countries. Amen. Amen. But Caleb said, no, we can take this. We can take this. We can take these people. Out of 12, two of them said, we can take it. We can take it. Amen. Amen. It's the attitude. What attitude do you have, amen, about bettering yourself? I know we learned sometimes, we went through a lot of things coming up. Our parents did the best they could. All parents go through learning. We didn't take no, some of us didn't take no learning class. The class that you took, amen, you learn from your parents. Your parents learn from their parents, amen. They're not perfect, amen. All parents have errors. Amen. Some all have pets, and some of them all have problems. Amen. Some maybe didn't, they're helping their child coming up because they weren't helping. You wouldn't help when you in school. So your parents, amen, didn't teach you. So you're having a problem sitting down with your child and listening to them. So parents are not perfect. Everybody have a shortcoming in being a parent. Amen. And some of the things that you learn, you passed it down. So when you become a parent or you come adulthood and you begin to talk to yourself, you say, you know what? I'm not going to be like that with my family. Amen. We didn't have bread and food. When I get old and get me a job, or now I say, you know, we're going to have bread and food in my house. We're going to have bread and food in my house. Amen. Like Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Now you see, when you was coming up, amen, the parents didn't serve the Lord. Amen. They wasn't saved. They were concerned about the Bible. They was more concerned about sports and games. And you find out that was a great hindrance in your life. Some of you suffered, amen, sickness and disease. Some of you suffered bankruptcy. Amen. Now it's a scar in your spirit and down in your belief system. Now, amen, you have a problem on certain areas. So you have to watch out what you say about things. Amen. You got to be careful. Amen. The psalmist says that follow peace with all men and pursue peace. Amen. Maybe you have a problem with your neighbor and your parents had a problem with their neighbors. And so you don't trust no neighbors. Maybe you had a problem on the job. Amen. So you skip from job to job. Amen. But yet and still, the Bible says what? Amen. Follow peace with all men and pursue it. Amen. Pursue it. Amen. So that belief system that you have in you amen, come from the Word of God. And that's what helped you make decisions. And when you did make decisions, amen, in the book of James, James said, be careful, amen, when you speak something out of your mouth, amen, you might can think it. You can think it so many times, ask the Lord, Lord, help me, Lord, my transgression, help me not to say things. Because you can say something, and sorry you said it, but somebody provoked you so. Amen. But if now if you catch on, if you could catch on to this, amen, maybe some of you have been saying, amen, you to yourself, what you've been talking to yourself. Amen, after we get off this program, amen, sit down and write how you talk to yourself. Do you talk negative all the time? Amen. Do you talk negative all the time? I know sometimes I have to catch myself. I used to drive in the New England states and overseas, the right-hand side of the road. I wouldn't drive on those countries, but I look at some tag. I say, oh, God, this person from way up country. Amen. I know those cities, those people drive crazy. So I have to check myself. Holy Spirit, help you. Amen. That's what the Holy Spirit, help you to live right and talk right and say things right. Amen. Because you can't just judge people and say things. Amen. It might affect everything around you. Amen. You don't know who going to blame. You've been asking God for a blessing. Out of your mouth, say, Lord, I help me, Lord. Because down in your heart, amen, your belief system is that God going to send somebody. God going to help somebody. Now I'm going to go outside and activate my faith. Amen. Here comes somebody come up to you. Amen. And want to give you something. You say, oh. And say, oh, where are you from? Well, I'm from a fourth world country. Amen. I'm from the sixth world country. They say, oh, my God. You from the sixth world company. In your mind. And you say, oh, I don't want that. I'm sorry. It's this thing. You done cut off your blessing because your belief system have cut off people. Your belief system, what you believe in your heart, has directed you to talk out of your mouth. And what's talking out of your mouth, you either done snared yourself or, amen, you done hampered yourself or you can bless yourself. Amen. We said in the beginning of the program, amen, this hobo, amen, he from country, the city, the state, he'd get in these freight cars, and he got in a freight car, and the door closed and locked on him. And when he did get his eyes cleared enough to focus, he found out he was in a refrigerated car. Amen. Then by and by, he started hollering and riding and bamming. Nobody didn't hear him. So later on, down there, he wrote on the bottom of the floor, but he didn't finish it. And when he did wake, he died. He died. Mechanics came by and opened up and found him in there, and they wonder how he died because the refrigerator was broke. The refrigeration system and all those refrigerating cars was broke down. Amen. That's why they were in the shipping yard, moving them to another place. And because he realized that, oh, I'm in a refrigerator, amen, it got a little cool. The more it's cool that it had supposed to have gotten, it would have gotten to 60 degrees. Amen. That wasn't enough to freeze a man. But he believed, and he said, oh, his eyes said, oh, man, you was in a refrigerator. Oh, it's getting a little cool. And he just rolled up in a knot, thinking how to keep himself warm, just walking and jumping and exercise and try to keep yourself warm, but he just gave up. Amen. Your belief system. Amen. How you speak when you get in trouble. How do you speak when you run into a problem? What do you believe down in you that you have learned, family, friends, cousins, and whatever? How do you speak? I used to say many times because it helped me when I was in the service, in the army, in the service, amen. My uncle was in the Navy. He said, listen, amen, you old men, amen. People in there, they don't want to be in there. It was drafting. And he said, try to find some good in every man when they come to you or be in your squad. Try to find some good in that person. Amen. They don't want to be there. There's no way they stuck there for 2 years. And some of them are in your leadership. Try to find some good in that person. Try to find some good in your life. that you can overthrow worries. And Job worried. He was blessed so much. This man was blessed so much. Amen. Then he'd been worried about his family in the eyesight of God. He started sacrificing for God. Amen. And God allowed things. And Job said, oh, my, the worst thing I feared came upon me. Amen. Don't fear and start speaking out of your mouth what your parents have said. You're a child of God. All you have to do, that's why the Bible says, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart, amen, that you accept God as your Lord and Savior. And that's God to give you your sin. God accept that. You say it from your heart. You say it from your heart. And when you pray and ask God to help you, he accept that. Amen. Your mouth, amen. God give us, like James said, we can speak good out of our mouth. We can speak poison. This is what I call the two in salvation. First, you accept Christ, amen, be baptized in water and go find a believing church, believe in the whole Bible, amen, and give yourself to the agenda, amen, of the church, because it draws you out of your past environment, amen. You draws you out of where you go and people you be around at least once a week or twice a week when you're able. Amen. It does help you. That environment does help you, amen, to reprogram yourself. Then after that, you have to learn how to speak it and move out on it. Speak it and move. James said, what is faith without works? Amen. So don't just say something. Amen. Amen. Because the dog running your yard, I'm going to kill that dog. I'm tired of that dog. Don't kill a man, dog. Don't kill your neighbor's dog. Amen. Oh, I'm going to shoot up everything. Oh, don't say that. You know if you don't mean that. But if somebody hear that, you're snared. Proverbs said, you're snared by your word. So, oh, I heard you say, well, I didn't mean that. You know, I just got a little angry. No. Be careful and ask God to help you. Amen. Because you can motivate yourself, and there are people that go around. Amen. It's hard to be, amen. You know how people can talk and talk and discourage you. That's a bad spirit. Amen. They can discourage you. Amen. Discouraging conversation. You can be all up really happy and really, really, really encouraging. Amen. I remember when we were ready to open up the studio. Amen. When I first accepted Christ and got saved, and amen, I was working around the church and helping the church. Amen. And one of the individuals walked in the church with a big old cigar that's blowing smoke all in it. And he looked at me and said, wait a minute, young man, wait a minute. It ain't what the foul goes in my mouth defile me. It's what's in my heart. But I didn't know the Bible, I didn't know it, but I know down in my heart, I wouldn't do that anymore. Amen. I wasn't a smoker, but I know, amen, that was a worldly type activity. Amen. That I wouldn't bring in God's house. I respected God's house, but I didn't know the word. He caught me on the word. But what he said, it still affect me sometimes. And when the Holy Spirit brings down, people try to defile God's house. And they try to, amen, they defile God's house. They say things, oh, God, accept this. Because people respect God. We respect the word God. We respect the creator of mankind. Amen. We respect Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. So when people walk up to you and they say with their mouth, God said this, or you going to say this, and you know, and God going to bless you, we respect that. That's our belief system in our hearts, that God is true. He's not a liar. Amen. And we don't expect people to bring lies to us, but that's our belief system. Amen. So you just take it, amen, and say, well, you know, I believe that God is true. I believe it, amen, and I'm going to set that comment to the side and thank you for it and move on, amen. So your belief system builds up through people. It builds up through things that happen to you. Your belief system builds up in your heart, amen, what you learn from a childhood through your parents or your job. So situations happen, and you speak it out of your mouth. And if you believe it in your heart, amen, The Bible said it's going to come. It's going to come. Ecclesiastes said, amen. Well, 1 John 1 and 9, I'm sorry. Amen. Confess, amen, with your mouth. Ask, tell God, forgive me of my sin. Amen. All have sinned. Amen. Romans says, there's no man that say he never sinned. Amen. Amen. You, as a sin of ignorance, you weren't aware of what you were saying to yourself. Good morning. Ain't nothing good. Ain't nothing good this morning. I'm all right. Don't worry about this. I ain't going to do this. Don't walk around and say all of that. Don't say it. Don't do all of that. Your ears hear it. Amen. Your brain trigger off, say, well, my God, what are we going to do today? She don't feel good. Amen. But all the systems say she feel all right, man. What are we going to do? I don't care what about nobody. I don't care what they do. And, oh, my God, the brain is jumping around. Say, wow, what are we going to do now? She don't care, so we got to click in don't care spirit in the computer. And don't talk like that to yourself. If you speak good to yourself, by his stripes I'm healed. By his stripes I'm healed. God, you're going to help me. Lord, you say you'll be with me all the way. You in this with me. Me and you. Me and you. Come on, God. We're going to do this. In Jesus' name, we're going to do this. Amen. Encourage yourself. Amen. David encouraged himself in 103rd Psalm. We got to open up the studio now so I can't go back to it. Amen. 103rd Psalm. David encouraged himself. Amen. Jeremiah was so upset. Amen. They said lamentation. Jeremiah was complaining so much. Complaining how Jerusalem was going through things. And he finally boiled it down that God is good. God is good. Amen. Paul said he talked to himself. Amen. You've been talking to yourself. What you've been saying to yourself? Write it down. After the program, write it down. Well, what you been saying today? What do you say today? What do you say today? Was it good you talked to yourself today? What did you say? Then go back and how to correct that. Go back and try to correct that. All right, we're going to have to go to, amen, Proverbs 17 and 22 says, a merry heart is good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. It's good to have a little laughter in your life. Find some clear, honest, amen, things to say, amen, that you can laugh at. Amen. Find some righteous people that you can have an honest chuckle together. You know, old belly chuckle, you know, let's get a little laughed out. Amen. It helps the spirit. Amen. It helps you to see the lighter part of life. Amen. Because today is gone. Proverbs of Matthew 6 and 33 says, amen, take no thought for tomorrow, because tomorrow got troubles of his own. It's got enough trouble laid up for you. Amen. Get all you can out today. Put all your energy in today. Tomorrow come, and you can say, oh, Lord, Lord, last, I don't want Monday back. I don't want Tuesday back. Well, I had a lot of problems. I had a lot of problems. He said, all right, come on now, come on tomorrow, come on tomorrow, I'm ready for you now. Put all your strength and all your mind in it. Amen. Start speaking positive. Tomorrow I'm ready for you. Me and Jesus, we ready. Amen. Look on the lighter part of it. Amen. Look on the lighter part of it. We're getting ready to go in the studio for those of you, amen, that have been with us the first time, how we work, amen, in the studio and the studies that we invite you in to give a comment, a scripture, a song, a dream, but don't get personal. Amen. We don't fight different faiths. Amen. We just hear, like Proverbs said in 27 and 17, iron sharpens his iron. A friend, amen, help encourage his friend. Amen. You learn something, and I learn something. We put it together, and you never know that it clicks. Say, oh, I got it now. I got it now. Amen. You say, God going to bless you. Keep saying it. He going to bless you. Amen. Your mind kick in. Amen. You can overcome a lot of things. First, you have to learn how to destroy the strong man by the sword. And how you do it? You speak out. You speak it out in the spirit. Speak it out God's word. Speak out positive. Amen. Speak it out. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 says, a just man falleth down seven times. Amen. But the wicked, amen, fall away into mischief. But a righteous man can rise up. Amen. Don't go out and tempt God. Now, we didn't say that. Keep stay to the word. 24:16 says, a just man falleth down seven times and rises up. That means a person that's trying to live with God righteousness, live with God Ten Commandments, amen, live with God rules and regulation, amen. You can get tricked. You can get problems, amen. You might get upset, amen. Things happen that you didn't plan, amen. You throw your hands up and say, Lord, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm sorry. Then the Spirit of God will come back and remind you. And you say, well, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. And he, God, will help and pick you up. God will pick you up and direct you. Because your belief system, knowing that Jesus is faithful, Jesus is mercy. David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Amen. All the days of my life. Amen. So what's in your heart, that's your belief system, and you begin to speak it out. What you've been speaking out today? What have you been saying to yourself all this week? Amen. I know we was coming up, amen, when the situation come up, I know it's, oh, we ain't got no money, and I don't be thinking, we ain't got no money. Amen. Amen. Thank God. We prayed over that. Amen. God fixed that. Amen. We're speaking positive. Amen. God will help us to get money. God help us to get health. God help us because we speak it. Oh, that's too simple. No, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Amen. You get saved by the word. In the beginning was the word. We live on the word. God is the word. Why not speak the word? If you understand, you can speak positive and positive things that happen to you and help you conquer situations and give you information. Amen. So you don't know nothing about sports and how the coach has been going, encouraging his players. Amen. Just take another look. Call the coaches and you can see how they encourage their players by speaking and encouraging them. Amen. So what you speak in your mouth, amen, does affect your life. All right, we're going to go to the studio. Those that are going to the studio for the first time, amen, we just push one on your phone. Amen. We call the area code and last four digits. We do not ask for your name. Amen. And we do not fight and things like that. Amen. If you need to put out a question or something, amen, try not to be too personal with it. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, and leave an email, www.jciministries.org. Or if you want to hear this broadcast again, go to blogtalkradio.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries, blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. I see we have a caller at 561. The last four digits is 1413. God bless you.
Lord, bless everyone on the line, and I thank you for Bishop, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the words that I speak be the peace that your children seek in Jesus' name. Let the words that I speak be the peace that your children seek. Amen. That's all I have to say.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God. All right, we have another call at 561-6193. 6193 is the last four digits. Go ahead.
Pastor, this is your brother, Deacon Jerry O'Brien. How are you tonight? God bless you. I love you, and ain't nothing you could do about it. Tell Mother Poole I say hello. God bless your book. Thank you for your prayers. Over the last weeks, I needed your prayer because I had the COVID, but God fixed it. And now I'm back negative again. Thank you so much. God bless you both.
God bless you, Brother Jerry. Let's keep speaking it. Amen. The body got to come come in line. That body got to come in line. Amen. Amen. It got to get health. You speak it. You keep speaking it. We're going to speak it for you, over you, and you keep speaking it yourself. Amen. All right. The lines are opening. The lines are open to hear a comment, a word. Amen. We come together. Amen. Praying for one another. Listen to one another. Help encourage one another. Amen. We can overcome. In Jesus' name, God has given us the power. Amen. Once we learn how to use that power, amen, it's in your tongue. Amen. It's in your tongue. It's in your heart. Amen. Get your belief system. God is a healer. Just say it to yourself until you go to sleep, if you have to, but get it down in you. God is for you. Amen. Get it down in you. Amen. Through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You is the key. You is the key. All right. What's in your heart will direct you. What you've been saying to yourself. What you've been saying to yourself. Oh, not even knowing that it was affecting your life. You don't have to say it tonight or today, whenever you might be listening. Amen. Just write it down and take a look at it. Amen. 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 What you've been saying out loud. Amen. You can catch things. Amen. James talk about a man thinking. Amen. But when he's finished thinking like that, then he speak it out, but you can catch it. Amen. You can catch it. Say, oh, no, this is not right. This is not God. Because the enemy want to affect your mind. Amen. That's where the warfare is, in the mind. Amen. Paul said, when I desire to do good, evil is present. And Paul said, I found out in Romans the 7th chapter, amen, that he got a warfare going on inside of him. And you have a warfare in you. The world is full of negativity. Amen. The world is full of violence and drama. And situations are happening all the time. You have to defilter that. You have to, amen, get that out of your mind and shake it out. So wait a minute now. Amen. I got to reprogram this thing. God is for me. He want me to prosper. He want to help me. Amen. Push one on your phone. Amen. I'm taking up your time. I want to take up your time. You have something to say. Amen. Or want to share with us. Amen. You found that it helps. Amen. You found out that God let you come to the understanding. Amen. And you come to the understanding. Amen. You believe that way, but you could not pinpoint it. It's biblical. If it's righteous, it's biblical. Living right. Amen. Helping people. Amen. Book of Matthews. I think around the 26th or 25th chapter, Matthews. Jesus said, he put the sheep on the right and goats on the left. He said, when I was hungry, when I was naked, when I was thirsty, when I was in prison, you didn't come and help me. All those things are missions, and they are right in God's eyesight. Because the devil come out to destroy and take away people's food, take away people's clothing, take away their hunger. Amen. He wanted destitute people. And that's why Jesus came. Undo the works of the devil. 1 John 3:7-8. Amen. All right. You can just push one on your phone. We're here. We're talking about what is. Amen. Maybe you were speaking something. Amen. Did not know it. Amen. Many times you believe you can pray for others. Forget about praying for yourself. Amen. You can pray for yourself. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. You can pray. Pray. Amen. Jesus said that he told his disciples, man should always pray and not faint. And nothing wrong with prayer. Elijah prayed 7 times for it rained. He prayed 7 times. Amen. Maybe if you was taught you didn't just need to pray 1 time, it's okay. No, you pray until your heart gets right. Then your heart begin to capture that. Amen. You can pray, Paul told Timothy, amen, if you're a good man of God, advise the followers to pray over their food. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Because you bring it in power. You're speaking power. Amen. We're talking about your heart directions. As a man thinketh, as a man or woman thinketh. Amen. Amen. I heard another story. Amen. About a cowboy. He went to a hotel somewhere and he laid down. Amen. He turned over early in the night somewhere, and he thought he saw, amen, a big snake, amen, in the shadows, getting ready to strike him. Amen. He froze. He froze, waiting to know he had to move slow. And all that night, he woke up that morning, he paralyzed himself and realized it was just a shadow of the rope that he always carried. Fear struck him. Fear. Red 561-5981. 561-5981. Last four digits.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, good evening, good evening. We want to thank God again for another great lesson talking about the heart. And one of the things that I really love with Jesus, even when we go back to St. John, the 14th chapter, he was telling his disciples, telling us in a minute for us today, he said, let not your heart be troubled. For ye believe in God, believe also in me. So our heart is control our life, our mind, our body. So whatever we do, let us follow the words. Let not our heart be troubled, because the heart has a whole lot to do with our mind, our body, our thoughts, and on our daily activities. So let's keep a strong, clean heart in Christ. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God. That's a good point. Jesus said, let not your heart, amen, be troubled. Amen. Job was worried, you know, something about his family. He was the richest man in the world. He was one of the richest men in that area. But yet still, he worried a lot about his family. Amen. How they parted and how God going to see it. And the worst thing that he said, the worst thing happened, he didn't want to happen, came on him. Amen. Don't let your heart be troubled about so much a thing. Peter said, cast your cares upon him, but he care for you. Amen. All right, very good, very good. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Take it to Jesus. Take it to Jesus. Talk to him. Amen. Get it off your system, because it'll affect your heart. It'll affect your heart. Amen. Then those emotions start bouncing around, fear, worration. Amen. And jealousy and strife start bouncing around. And people want to know what's wrong with you. Oh, this, that, and the other. All right, we push one on your phone. We got a couple more minutes, then we're going to go into prayer, as always. Amen. Heart direction. What do you say today? What was leading you today? And you find out that wasn't even true. Somehow, something triggered your emotion. Amen. Or do you do that all the time? Do you do that? You don't have to know. We don't want you to say that on the air, but do you write it down? What triggers you? What triggers you? Amen. They always say that, you know, family members or good friends, they know how to get you stirred up. Amen. They know how to get you stirred up. You go to Jesus about it. Examine that. Amen. You know, cast that care upon Jesus. Cast that care upon God. And ask God to show you how to deal with that. Amen. Some things that, you know, that happens in our life, family, background. Amen. Jesus can carry that. Jesus can heal that. Time heal things. Amen. To help you out. Amen. Through the power of the God. Power of God. Amen. He can help you. And that's why the word of God said, cast your cares upon him. That's why his stripes and things that he took, Isaiah 61. Fasting can help strengthen you, amen, but you still got to have a proper attitude. Attitude, 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 amen. Amen. Proper attitude about everything. Amen. You think a good attitude, you can make it. All right, let us take one more caller, then we're going to go into prayer after this. Amen, because we want to pray. Amen. We want to pray about what the Holy Spirit has shown us tonight, about ourselves. Amen. We want to pray. Amen. And write it down. Amen. Because, you know, it take your mind a little time to grasp that. The devil don't want you to keep these words. He want to snatch them out of your mind. That what you say. You get up in the morning and say, "Oh, I ain't gonna feel right. No, don't say that. Let's rebuke that spirit. Rebuke that thought. Amen. And everything, something come up in your mind, challenge it. Say, "Why I'm thinking about this? Why I'm thinking like that? Oh, people don't love you. Why am I thinking that people don't love me? What done happened?" Challenge it. Challenge every little thing that come up. Amen. All right. All right. Let's go into prayer. 561-5981. We're going into prayer. 5981. We're going into prayer. Amen. 5981. Yes, sir.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again, O Lord, for another great blessing on night. Father, we ask your God to continue, O Lord, to bless this ministry, bless the bishop, bless the listeners, O God. Help us, O God, as we go into this 2021, O God. We ask you, God, let us keep a clean heart. Let us still love you more than we did on last year, O God. We pray for those, O God, that are not in the ark of safety. We ask you, O God, to touch their hearts, touch those ones that don't understand. All the thing it takes is just a change of heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless us. Amen.
All right. Another prayer. Go right ahead.
561-1413. Thank you. You
God bless you. All right, going on. Amen. We thank God tonight for each and every one. And we thank God for the things that he's doing and going to do. Amen. Remember, you can have what you say. Amen. You can have what you say. We got to be able to have the days where you can say yes and no. And God will bless you. Mean what you say. Make it short. Mean what you say. And say what you mean. Then you got to put the other part of it. You got to put action in it. You got to move out. Move out on what you say. Amen. Fill up if you need to. Pray all night. Pray all night on it. Till it builds up in you. And you get active on it. Amen. You got to activate your faith by your heart. You say it. Say it. Amen. Then you walk out on it. Amen. So many times you can be directed about things and not even knowing that you're being directed by your mouth, directed by what you say. Amen. Self-control is a part of, amen, the fruits of the Spirit. They are the fruits of the Spirit. God bless you. Welcome again. Amen. Go to blogtalkradio.com. JCI Ministries. God bless you.